Living the Sweet Life is a podcast intended for mature audiences only. We'll be using sexually explicit language while discussing many different adult themes. So if you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. Also, please know that our thoughts and opinions should not be taken as professional advice.
We're here to answer your questions about the swinger lifestyle, from newbies to longtime swingers, or if you're just curious. We hope to engage you all and to encourage a sex-positive discussion.
Now that we've got that out of the way, make yourself comfortable and join us in living the sweet life. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us in this episode of Living the Sweet Life. She is my beautiful, sexy co-host and wife, the lovely Trist.
And he is my sexy chocolate husband, Locke.
And we are back for episode number 80. I don't want to say 80. It's 84. This is episode 84, Trist.
We getting old.
We old in the game, but that's all right. Listen, man, this should be a fun one. We're glad to be here. We're glad to have some fun on a Monday night. Sorry, it's a little different from our typical Sunday night, but, you know, we had some things come up. It's family stuff. It's friend stuff. But we here. We back, and we ready to have some fun. Like I said, tonight is going to be a crazy one. Tonight is it's a sweet talker night, right? This one is all about y'all. We want to know what y'all want to hear. So we got we're locked and loaded. We got the chamber locked and loaded with a few stories, but we're going to let y'all choose. But before we get into all that crazy stuff, we want to go ahead and knock out some of this housekeeping. Listen, Shameless Care is back in action. They are ready to receive your orders. They have a new supplier. They are ready to get those orders in and out to you. If you have a need for some ED medicine, some ED medication, you know, this is the place to get it from. It's for swingers. By swingers, they know what it is. They know what you need. And it's a bunch of STI testing kits that you can use before you go on a vacation. And when you get back, it's a total package program. And if you use the code SWEETLIFE, you get a discount. So check it out, man. Go over there. Shameless Care. We got the link in our link tree. Check it out. Again, use the promo code SWEETLIFE and you'll get a little hookup, man.
Get that swinger insurance.
That's what's up. So listen, we got a couple other things happening. This year in September, we are going to have the annual Sneaker Ball. This is part two, and we're going to be co-hosting it with our wonderful, wonderful friends, Mr. Dependable and Paradise. And we cannot wait. This is going to be a Taboo Social Club on September 16th. And Tristan and I are also working on a little something to go along with this. So stay tuned. We're going to give you some more details.
We still got to work out the logistics on that.
And there's a lot of logistics to be worked out. But we're going to put something together, hopefully, and we'll keep you posted. But we're so excited because we got some friends coming in town. They booked their flights. Listen, y'all, they booked flights to come and hang out with y'all in the DMV. And to come and see Taboo Social Club. And to come wear they sneakers. You know what I'm saying?
And hang out with us. You forgot about that.
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but beep, beep. You know what I'm saying?
I like to hang out with people, too.
For sure, man. And I'm so excited. I'm excited to host them. I'm excited to meet some more sweet talkers who are going to come through. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. We're really excited about it. So what else we got going on this year? In September, PCAP Miami.
Yes.
This is one we've been waiting for all year long.
Yes, we've been talking about this one for a while. But it looks like if you're on the waiting list that, cross your fingers, you might get lucky.
You might get lucky.
And become available.
I know. It was a couple of weeks ago that the wait list, it opened up, right? She was able to... I think some people dropped out and the waiting list opened up, so people were able to get in there. So just pay attention to your emails, folks, and could be you. Maybe you get your shot and you can just join in, and it's going to be a great time. What's the date again, Trist? I know it's
The
September.
Date on this one is October.
Sorry.
For the Libertine event, it's October the 20th through the 23rd, and I'm excited about this because it's a carnival theme. It's carnival based. So I'm kind of excited for this one because I can come up with so many ideas like in my head that I kind of want to try out. But this is going to be a good one.
All right. Okay. So you get to get on band, huh?
And it's in Miami. Yeah. I mean, you can't beat that.
Oh, no. No, you cannot beat that because you got access to the nude beach. What is it? Hallover.
Hallover
Beach. Oh, can't wait for that. That's mandatory. Gotta make that happen.
And pool parties.
Yeah, not too far from Fort Lauderdale Trap.
Oh, yes.
Trapeze.
Yeah, we still haven't been.
Nope.
I think we need to come in early.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. Sweet Talker number one checking in. What's happening? Hey, sexy people. I have missed y'all. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. We missed you as well.
We missed you, too. We all tanned and stuff. We've been out.
But I have been paying attention to your socials, and you are still killing it. You out there coaching and twirling. And I mean, you're looking real strong on that pole, sis.
Yes.
You look fantastic. So kudos to you, and keep it up. Keep it up.
I agree. I was looking at it when we were out of town.
Yeah. Look forward to following your journey to keep on following. And of course, here go Duchess. What's happening? Duchess Cashmere of the Cashmere Room podcast checking in. Mm-hmm. She said, when is this Hallover event? It's actually not a Hallover event. It's a PCAP event, but we're going to sneak our way over to Hallover while we're down there.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I was actually chatting with Duchess a couple days ago. Hopefully she'll be able to make it to the DMV sometime this year and we'll be able to kick it, go to dinner, maybe, you know, hang out. Oh, man. I hope you get to make it up here, sis.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. I hope so.
Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all check out the Cashmere Room podcast. This sister is dope. And just follow her, man. Give her a follow because she's all over the place. She's doing performances. Her Twitter is on fire. Like, she's giving like her own seminars on, I think it was on podcasting. Mm-hmm. Duchess is doing the things, man. So check out Duchess Cashmere, the Cashmere Room podcast. Whew. What else we got, Trist?
Hey, Dr. J says hello. Miami's around the corner.
Yeah, what's up, beautiful? Indeed. Yeah, Miami is around the corner. Cannot wait.
And
cannot
this is
wait
be
to
always,
see y'all again.
Almost like always, kind of like a mini reunion because you start meeting people at different events and then you start going to some of the same events. So it's kind of like, hi.
I know. It is. It is like a mini event. But I think that's the point, right? You create a community. Mm-hmm. And that community follows you from place to place. And everybody gets to see. Because it might be our one time to see some friends in a calendar year.
In a year.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, why not meet at the same place or at a different place with the same people? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be really, really dope. Like the community that we are creating for Casual Swinger Week.
Yes. That trip is going to be in next year. It's going to be March the 30th through April the 6th.
That's right.
Yep.
Book it, y'all. Book it. Just trust me. Don't ask no questions. Just book it and see us out there. Hang out with some of the beautiful people that are coming. I mean, beautiful inside and outside, man. Just people that are really cool, really oriented on being friends and just hanging out first and making you feel like you're welcome. I love the not standing in a circle, a closed circle.
Yeah, open your circle.
Exactly. And that's the way that the whole mentality of this group is, period. You know what I mean? Everybody feels welcome. Everybody wants to have a good time and make some new friends. And if a little hanky-panky happens, it happens. But it's all about just having a good time and leaving all the bullshit at home. And these people know how to do that and take your mind off all the crazy stuff.
Yep. Man. And if you're looking for a group to go with, because I know that sometimes that can be kind of your decision to figure out what group you want to go with, if this group is good or not, this is a great group. And I'm not just saying that because we're going to be co-hosting next year, but it was a really good group. Mm-hmm. We've been with a few groups in the past or have been at the resort at the same time as another group. And this one, I really had a good time. I can't say that enough.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, this was literally one of the best times I've had at Hedo. And I'm looking forward to trying again, you know? Can never recreate it, and I think that's the thing. You can't recreate the exact same
stuff. But you can make it better.
But you can still, right, you can have a great time, just different. And I'm looking forward to that. One more shout out. Let's not forget about Therapeutic Dandy, our friends that we met at one of the PCAP events. They keep coming.
Oh,
they
Portland.
Keep showing around. No, we met them before that.
Oh, actually, we did. But
that's
this
right.
one
that's
was
right.
Portland.
But this
right.
time, they got their business up and running. As you can see, I have the little, for my YouTubers, I have their symbol on my neck. And you can check out their website. They have a bunch of good stuff out there. I'm talking about handmade items for your closet, for your repertoire. get it cracking. Therapeutic Dandy. I'll make sure the link is in the show notes.
Yes, get your booty shorts. Yeah. Actually, Sweet Talker number one, that'll be probably a good resource too.
Oh, for some stripper clothes.
For some shorts, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hot, hot. Therapeutic Dandy, check them out. All right, so without any further ado, my beautiful wife, I want to check in with you. You know how it is. Before things get all crazy and popping, I don't want you to feel all isolated and by yourself. I want you to feel comfortable and cozy. And how do I do that? By asking you, how you feeling?
How you feeling? I am feeling like we're getting back into the swing of things. I'm actually excited to do the show. Like, ooh, we always go through this period. In the summertime, it's hard to kind of, like, figure stuff out because we'll have trips, of course, for the show. And then we'll have, like, trips with our family. So the summertime is always this time where we kind of take a break from the show. But it's always great to come back. You feel rejuvenated. You've probably had, like, other experiences. And that it gives you more to kind of, like, talk about, like, give you perspective on things. So I think it's cool to, like, take breaks every now and then. So I feel happy to be back.
That's good.
Yeah.
You. That's good. No, I'm glad.
Yeah.
But rejuvenated is always a good feeling. Like, when you come back, you want to be fresh. You want people to be excited that you're excited to be here. You don't want to sound like, you know, we're just here doing it, going through the motions. No, it's good to be recharged. That's what's up.
And then I can't help every time we travel somewhere now, I think about, ooh, that'll be nice to have a swinger party. Or if this was to happen, that'd be a cool spot to have, like, people that are nude here. It's just one of those weird things every time we go somewhere now.
You imagine naked people running around.
Yes, like, just I wonder if.
Good. I'm glad it's not just me. I'm not by myself in
you're not. I definitely think that's about that. But how are you feeling?
Me, baby, I'm feeling great. Like, I'm excited to hear that you're excited. That's one feeling, but I'm not going to cheat and piggyback. I do have I'm feeling compersion for one of our unicorn friends, right?
Oh.
I'm feeling, like, happy that she's happy. One of our very close unicorn friends and partners has found a boyfriend.
Oh, look at her. Hand clap.
That's right. Hand clap. Yeah, that's so awesome. No, I mean, because she shared with us some of the struggles of being a single female in the lifestyle who wants a relationship.
Yes.
Right? We've heard some of those tales. Like, it's kind of hard to, from her point of view, and I'm paraphrasing, that it's kind of hard to find someone who is open-minded enough to understand that, you know, she likes the lifestyle. She wants to be in the lifestyle, but she wants a partner to share some of that stuff with. Mm-hmm. And so far, you know, we had dinner with them, and so far he seems to be interested, right?
Yeah, he's interesting.
Yeah, not interesting, interested.
Oh, interested.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Interested.
Okay. Right.
He's also interesting.
Right. So they went to a party. They hung out, and I think he was kind of playing wallflower, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still kind of taking it in, kind of slow, but he's open to it. And I think that's a really good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really good sign.
Yeah, instead of just shutting it down off the beginning and saying, no, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, he was at least open to the idea of let me see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of can go from there. Which I thought that was a good approach to it. I mean, ultimately, I just want happiness for our unicorn friends.
For everyone, yeah.
Even if that takes them away from
The lifestyle,
mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. Like, as long as they're happy, I'm happy for you.
That's right.
But it was kind of, at first we joked, like, with each other on our way to dinner, because we're like, what do you talk about?
Mm-hmm.
What do you talk about with a guy that doesn't really know about the lifestyle, but he's trying to figure it out? We're just going to dinner.
Right.
It was one of those gray areas.
We don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say, and I don't know what he knows. So we were trying to figure out, to, like, just have a regular conversation, like, as we're on a vanilla date.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then if they want to go further with something else, then we kind of go off of their vibe. Yeah. That's crazy that we have to talk through this, but it's just like.
But you kind of got to.
Because it's different conversations you have with your vanilla friends that you have with people in the lifestyle. The conversation is completely different. Unless they know about, you know, you in the lifestyle, then, you know, you can talk about other stuff. But that wasn't the case here. We did not know.
Yeah.
what to do. Actually, let me ask some of the sweet talkers. Have you ever went on a date with one of your friends that that had a mate, but you weren't sure if they knew about the lifestyle or not?
That's a good question. We shall find out.
Yeah.
All right. But but they led the way in the conversation. And it turns out that he did know a lot about us and the lifestyle. And, you know, so it made it like one of those.
I was about to say, how did it make you feel?
It's like a woosah, like, finally, great, we can be friends. We got the bullshit out of the way. We can continue to talk and have a good time.
Yes.
And that's what it was. And it was great. Okay. I think we covered that. So maybe somebody get back to your question as we get into tonight's topic. Plural, because we got a lot to share.
Yeah, or maybe they haven't been on a date.
Maybe not.
This was our first time really doing it.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yeah.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, my beautiful wife and my wonderful sweet talkers, are y'all ready to get into tonight's episode?
Let's do it.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging in there. Again, welcome back to episode 84 of Living the Sweet Life. Man, oh man, do we got some stories to tell. Listen, in all honesty, we had about 5 stories to choose from.
Yes.
But we knew that we wanted to do the stories some justice, do y'all some service, and give you as many details as we could. Mm-hmm. So we had to cut it down. We had to scale it down to 3. But we're going to let y'all choose the order of the stories that we tell. Mm-hmm. Y'all let us know what you want to hear. So for all of my podcast listeners, this is what I forgot to say in the intro too, Tris, and the housekeeping. If you want to be a sweet talker sometime in the future, make sure you jump over to our YouTube, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and then you'll be notified whenever we go live or post a video, mm-hmm. or whenever we post a question like today's question. So, first question. Well, it's not even the question. It's just story number one. Which one do you want to hear, right? Option number one was sexy friends visit for my birthday, Locke's birthday. I should have put Locke's in there. Or Mr. Dependable's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a little behind the scenes, y'all. You can't go wrong with any of these choices.
You can't.
But which one's winning, Trish? What we got?
The sexy friends visit for Locke's birthday.
All right. What do you think of that option, Tris? You think it's a good one?
I think it's a good option. We've been trying to figure out what we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I think that's a good one, too. So I'm going to go ahead and close that poll, and we're going to open up another one in a minute. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and open it now while you describe the sexy house call or birthday party. What happened in the beginning?
So we had a more intimate setting for Locke's birthday this year. It was only us and another couple that we just decided to kind of have a smaller intimate setting.
Right.
Instead of having a large group over to the house that we've had before. So the scene was we put the basement.
Huh? We had cupcakes. They brought cupcakes.
They always bring you cupcakes. Yes, we had cupcakes. Snack King.
They did.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, that's his. Oh, and if you didn't know, that's his, like, that is his kryptonite.
That's my love language.
It's sweets.
It's sweets. Goddamn right.
It's sweets. That's his thing. So, anyways, they came. They bought him cupcakes. And then we had the basement set up with the red lighting, the massage table, mm-hmm. and kind of had the S chair down there. And a table full of toys.
Yeah.
And then Locke, earlier that day, you might have heard us mention this on a previous show, but he went and got eye hooks to set up. So in the gym, right, we have right. a heavy bag that we have that's set up there for us
boxing,
to
kickboxing,
and
right.
kickboxing mm-hmm. things. So we took down a heavy bag and he put up these eye hooks into the beam that we have for the heavy bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at him like, it better work because I'm like, you have no testing of this. You're just guessing at this point.
Yeah.
So anyways, so he puts
the gentleman, he recommended that we did it because he did it in his house to hang up the sex swing.
Sure, but and I think they have exposed beams in their house and we don't.
I mean, you know, a beam's a beam.
Okay, right. See, that's a big difference, right? So he puts them in and he's like, I'm going to have this swing up. So he buys the swing.
No, I didn't. They bought it
over.
Oh,
they bought their swing. You mm-hmm. bought it afterwards because of mm-hmm. this. Right. So you hook the swing up to the actual hooks. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous about it because I was like, we haven't tested this at all.
Yeah.
Are you sure that this is going to work?
So bless your heart. You're skipping ahead. But no, that's good because I asked you to filibuster while I typed the thing. So no, we're going to back up just a little bit, Tris. Okay. You did great. That was awesome. But these are some longtime friends, but new play partners. Like, we built a relationship over a long period of time, and we just started playing with them. And they are a lot of sexy fun, right? But they decided to come over, hang out for my birthday. Like I said, they bought some fancy cupcakes. It was like a fucking Snicker bar on top of one of them, maybe like a Reese's cup. I can't even remember, but they was bomb-ass cupcakes.
It was great for the snack king.
It was. Mind your business. You tried them.
Yeah,
that's right. Stop fronting.
But I wasn't excited like you are excited.
Fair enough. And like any proper home visit, the party always starts where?
In the hot tub.
In the goddamn hot tub. That's what you get the thing for,
said,
right?
That's what I bought it for.
That's right.
That's his thing all the time.
Yeah, for that and my badass knee. But yeah.
That's what you use it for, therapy.
That's right.
It's a dual usage.
And the therapy was definitely the second option. Like, the first option was absolutely getting naked. Myself, my wife, and then the sexy friends.
Yes.
Everything else is icing on the cake.
Not his therapy that he needed to do.
No. That was like, oh, shit, this actually works for my knee, too. Okay, yes. Great. So, yeah, man, we took some time to jump in the hot tub, of course. But. Let me tell you, while we straightened up the house, Tris, I think it was right before we got into the hot tub. Mm. It was like change down time. We had to go get our robes and towels and get ourselves all, you know, sexified, you know, last minute to get into the water or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you and I disappeared. And what we did not know was that these two sexy motherfuckers was like in the living room taking sexy pictures. Mm-hmm. We didn't see these until like the next day.
Yeah.
And they sent us some pictures of her like, you know, bare breasted, like with her robe kind of open,
mm-hmm.
with like her boobs out, sexy poses up against the wall. And then it was like selfies of them together. And then they took selfies of her playing with his junk and kind of licking his dick. It was very, very sexy. Only because it was happening and we didn't know. Mm-hmm. I think that was it for me, right?
Yes.
And then to see it later, like, oh shit, that's my couch.
That's my house.
Oh shit, that's my living room. It was just super sexy, mm-hmm. man. Super, super sexy. So yeah, we took a nice little dip in the hot tub. And what was happening out there, baby?
A little bit of, you know, warm up, yeah. play.
Yeah, a little warm up play, a little warm up. It was just, you know, everybody getting nice and cozy. Everybody slipping and sliding around on each other. That's always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you became a little snack.
Literally.
Yeah. I think even before this, before the buildup, right? I mean, before the actual hangout session, party, play session, whatever you want to call it, she was very vocal and said, I want some girl time with you.
Oh, yes.
She was very vocal.
Yes.
Because, you know, again, we had played before, but it was more of like a swap, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. And, you know, I feel about the term swap. Fuck that term. But anyway, it was like just, you know, more heteronormative.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, you know, she wanted to make sure that she had some time with you. And I think this is kind of where she started kicking it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a little bit of making out, a little bit of touching. And, you know, she was very flirty with you. And I love watching it.
I bet you did.
Mm-hmm. I did.
No, it was great. It was a fun time to kind of have that foreplay, like in the hot tub, and kind of get everything going.
Yeah, foreplay is always the way to go. You don't mm-hmm. want to just jump into things, right?
No.
When you can, right? You can have
there's
that
a time and a place for jumping in.
Facts. So yeah, we was down there, and for all my YouTubers, you can see that I'm looking down at my notes because I have pictures, and pictures always tell a fantastic story for me. So the ladies were getting super flirty, and he was like rubbing on Trist, and she was rubbing on Trist, and I just like to sit back and just watch sometimes. Most of the time, I like to just start off by just watching.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say.
No. I do like to get involved. Don't get it twisted. Yeah. But I do like to start off by watching.
I was
going to
let you
I really
have
do.
It.
Okay. Because you're always looking for moments to hate on me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but look at that big smile. Trist had a huge smile while the play was happening. But then, you know, of course, we get all riled up. Everybody's kind of ready to make the next move, right? So we get out. And then we go downstairs for
massages.
Yeah.
It's always good. Like, massages is a good start as well to kind of get things going. So
what do you like about it? What do you like about
massages? I think it's a great foreplay to just everything, kind of an intro into everything. So what I found recently, actually, in that session, and every time it's happened after that, there is a thing that I like, guys, which is totally was unexpected, but I realized it during this session that kind of pinpointed it for me. So when we were doing the massages, and so the guy is over 6 feet, but that's beside the point. But he's a bigger guy. He has bigger hands, right? And it doesn't matter that he has bigger hands. You can have small hands and the same thing happened because I had somebody do it with small hands and the same reaction happened. So I like for my body to be squeezed, not squeezed in a hug, like tight. I'm saying with your hands. Mm-hmm. So he would go and massage and then basically like squeeze inward, like my butt, and squeeze like my thighs and then rub up. And then that kind of is like, I like this. I like the whole like squeezing part. And then because we did it again when we weren't doing the massage, and I'm going a little bit forward for a second, but because I want to make sure I explain what this means.
Go for it.
So after the massage was over, because it's not just because of the massage, that's where I'm going. After the massage was over, and he did it again. We were just standing up, and he squeezed like around my butt and squeeze kind of just like around my body. And I was like, I can just do this role play right here and not have to worry about anything else. Cause I was getting turned on by being squeezed. And that's like, I'm saying, it's not a hug necessarily, like squeeze. It's just like squeezing my butt, squeezing my thighs. And just kind of like holding it there. And someone else did it too that had smaller hands, and I liked it again. So it has nothing to do with the size of your hand. Just but his hand was big, so he could like literally
grab when he all of it.
Yeah, he grabbed my butt. It's like he grabs almost all of me, right?
All the cakes.
Like that big.
That's hot, babe. That is hot. Thank you for sharing that. Didn't know about the butt squeeze.
Yes, it's just like a squeeze around the butt and the thighs. I'm like, I'm here for all of that.
I love it. E from Playfully RC says, hot tub for the win.
Yes.
That's right. Hot tub always for the win. Never, ever neglect the hot tub, babe. Just like you don't want to ever neglect squeezing them cheeks.
Nope. Squeeze the cheeks. And the thighs.
That's right. So, man, it was pretty awesome to you got a massage first, and
I did.
I think you were the only one that got one. If memory serves, only one that got one. But it was still cool, right?
Yeah.
And to know that you respond well to massages, I think it's okay. I think that kind of relates to like, what is that, your sexual blueprint, where you're more sensual.
Absolutely.
That kind of puts you in a less guarded frame of mind. You get to relax, so your mind is relaxing, your body's relaxing. And I'm making assumptions. I'm kind of asking you.
You're right.
And then everybody else kind of relaxed around you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it was, man. Like, you were getting rubbed down by him, and then she started rubbing him down while he's rubbing you down, mm-hmm. which was hot. Because I'm back, I'm watching them taking pictures and taking videos. And then she's posing around, sitting on the S chair, making sexy poses and all that stuff. It's just, the whole scene is just hot because we got the red light on in the room, mm-hmm. the gym that we turned into a playroom. We got the red light going and the music going. And then he pulls out a candle.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What happened with that, babe?
So the candle was nice. It was warm. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like that, too.
Yeah, it was like a hot wax candle mm-hmm. or whatever, yes. hot oil. And you were blindfolded, by the way.
I was blindfolded. So, oh, that's my other thing, too. Like, blindfolded and rubbing. Mm-hmm. Oh.
You like that?
Yes.
You don't, it's just... What is it about it? Is it the anonymity? Like, you don't know who's doing it, or...
Then I don't have to focus on what's happening. Because when I don't have the blindfold on, I'm looking around, like trying to figure out what's going on.
Like a damn bird.
Squirrel. Squirrel. Yeah.
So that was pretty sexy. And like you were saying earlier, the swing.
Yeah.
We had the swing hung up in the basement.
Oh.
In the eye hooks. Mm-hmm. And he tried it out to show us how sturdy it was. And like you mentioned, he's a big guy, right? Mm-hmm. So if he was on there... You were like, all right, fine. So yeah. We strapped you up on that bad boy, and I kind of just went down on you for a little bit just to kind of get things going, just to see how things went. And mm-hmm. then, of course, we had to try it out, kind of like we did at the at that house party yes. that one time, right?
Yes.
So it kind of slid in and then just got the rhythm of bouncing you back and forth. Mm-hmm. I think your arms or your legs got a little tired.
Because I wasn't in it right.
No, you weren't. We learned later that you weren't in it properly.
I was not in the swing properly. I was like, see, this is where you have to practice.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things before you present it in public, we mm-hmm. should have practiced.
Right.
We didn't.
Right. And I think I jumped around again. But while you were getting massages, right, you were getting a massage and then she started massaging you. I went down behind her. I was starting massaging her, and then I would just go down and just start licking her while she was on you, and that was awesome. And I think that kind of got her charged up, got him charged up, and he jumped back in because he was taking pictures because uh-huh. I see the picture. And then they turned you on your back, and they both, again, devoured you, right?
Yes. And oh, sorry, you was waiting for me to cut in. No, okay, yes, they both devoured me because what they like to do, and he cheats. I tell him all the time, you are a cheater. Uh-huh. So what he likes to do is use a toy, and both of them are on you at the same time, rubbing you, and he's licking, and this toy is going to, and he's squeezing, and I was like, here we go.
Uh-huh. The way that I knew you was ready to go was when he was standing over your head, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, his dick is, like, right by your head, mm-hmm. but he's, like, arms down. And he's still wearing pants, right? Yes. He's still wearing, like, silky pajamas or whatever. So he's patient. I'll give him that. He is very, very patient, very meticulous. If I had to choose a play partner for you, I would definitely choose him because he's very patient. And very aware of what you need. Like he'll just try stuff to mm-hmm. see how you respond. And I can respect that 100%. But he was over you and he was reaching down past your breast, past your face, like massaging your body. And I knew you was ready when I think you said, fuck it, lifted the blindfold off and you reached up to grab his dick. You were reaching above your head to like grab his dick. And I was like, Oh shit. She's grabbing dick now. Like she's ready.
She's ready to go.
She's ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strike while the iron's hot, everyone. Cause mission accomplished.
It's get in.
We got her ready. She's ready. He tried some really cool VR glasses. Oh, not VR glasses, but like recording glasses.
They are POV.
Yeah, those POV glasses. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like the footage, we didn't get a lot of footage out of them. He gave them to me, tried to wear them while I was fucking you mm-hmm. at some point, but the I don't know. He's still trying to figure it out. Like, I think they turned off, so we couldn't get the POV. But I was really excited about seeing what that shit would look like.
He's like, I can't wait to see what it looked
but
like.
But I did feel really funny wearing the glasses and trying to, like, look at the dick going in. Tried to look down and look around very purposefully to see shit. He's like, I'm trying to get these shots. I was trying to get everything while moving and focusing on my dick. But, no, it was a lot of fun. There was toys. I think she and I played, we all played on the S chair. I think you two ended up standing behind it, and he was behind you, leaning you over it. And again, he's a big guy, and you're a short lady.
I am short,
but
and he is very tall.
Y'all worked it out.
We worked that out.
And she and I were sitting on the S chair, and she was straddling me. I think we were right on the front of it. Yeah, we were on the front, and you guys were on the back of the chair. Standing behind it. And we had a lot of fun. That was a great, great session.
Yes. The sweet talker says, haha, grab it. Talk about why I was trying to grab it. Says, yes, Tris, reach for it.
That's right, Tris. I yes. loved it.
Mm-hmm. Squeezing that thigh meat. Yes.
That's what Duchess says, squeezing that thigh meat.
It's my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby, you gotta show me that. I gotta squeeze them thighs.
You know, speaking of, remember I had you do it before.
I can't remember why. Yeah, you
we
did.
We were in. I came home from hanging out with my girlfriends, right? And I said,
"Oh,
squeeze." Do you remember? Yeah.
I don't believe I forgot. No, here's what that shit was. I felt like I was hurting you. I was squeezing the fuck out of you. And I mentioned it on the show before. It was a bunch of episodes ago. But, I mean, you had me squeeze. Like, I could feel.
It's like, squeeze my meat.
I could almost feel my fingertips through your skin. That's how fucking hard I was squeezing. And I felt so bad. But you just wanted it harder and harder and harder. Damn, I forgot we did that.
Yeah, we did.
But you loved it.
I did.
All right. Note it again. Okay, I'm glad we bumped that back to the top of my memory.
Yes, we did.
All right, so story number two time. Story number two. We got Mr. Dependable's birthday party or the naked house party.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom. Tris, what's the winner?
The naked house party.
Naked house party at 75% and Mr. Dependable's birthday party at 25%. Again, y'all can't go wrong with any option. So it looks like Mr. Dependable's birthday party is going to be the last story that we tell tonight. Mm. Y'all, we only got three. So I'm going to end that poll. Boom. Thank y'all for y'all participation. And here we go. Story number two. Naked house party. See, that's the one I don't even have any notes for yet. I got a few. So a bunch of us got invited to a house party, right? But it wasn't like a normal house party. It was a housewarming.
It was housewarming. Yeah.
It was so sweet.
A naked housewarming.
Who does that? Only swingers.
Naked housewarming.
It could be a fucking like you bring a new pet home. It's a cause for getting naked.
Yes.
Like we got a new addition to the family.
Party.
Right. Let's get naked and have some sex.
Yeah.
But this one was a housewarming party. Mm-hmm. You know, just invite a bunch of swingers and, you know, let them do the thing that they do.
Right.
After we see the house. And I think that was pretty cool. It was it was a pretty novel idea. Just an excuse for us to get together and hang out at this particular house. And the host is awesome. And the crowd. What about the guest list? How'd you feel about the guest list?
I was going to go back to the house first.
Oh, so go for it. Yeah, the house.
I thought it was very sexy.
Yeah.
Very modern, sexy, manly house. But it was modern. Like,
yeah.
It was very sexy for like a man's. I could tell that it was a man's house, but it was very chic.
Okay.
Modern.
Yeah, like a modern man cave, but an entire house.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. It was very nice.
It was. And I think they had some work done in the house.
Yes.
And they were kind of celebrating it. So, yeah, it was really cool. And go ahead for the guest list. What do you think? How many folks was it? It was fairly small.
Wasn't big.
No, maybe about 20.
Yeah, maybe max. 20. Yeah,
max.
20 max. Yeah. Wasn't big.
No, it wasn't a very big party, but we knew a lot of people who were there.
Yes. We ended up knowing a lot of people.
Yeah, because we didn't know who was invited. We didn't know who was coming. I think we maybe knew of maybe about three actual suspects who might be there. And it turned out they were there. And it was cool.
Yeah.
Because it was very comfortable.
Yes, it was. It's comfortable when you go into a party where you already know people. Yes. So it's not like you have to do this whole, I got to like meet people and figure stuff out and all of that. Kind of, we knew the people and knew what to expect from them. So it wasn't a lot.
From most of them, right?
So, from most of them.
Yeah, we knew quite a few, but then some of them were some new faces, which is always a good thing. Most of the time.
Sometimes.
So some of the new faces, they were comfortable with each other, but we didn't know them very well, right? And I think the visibility of us being comfortable with a lot of the people there gave others the sense that we were just comfortable, right?
I think that some of them were like old school swingers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think some of them were old school, and I think we're saying the same thing just in two different ways. Mm-hmm. I think that they saw how comfortable you and I were with some of our close friends, and they assumed that that comfortability or that access was granted across the board.
Absolutely,
and it wasn't. We still needed to have conversations. I still needed to know who you were. I still needed to grant consent.
Yes,
and same for you.
Yes, and that's what I'm not, and there's nothing against old school swingers, but when this is like, when I'm saying old school swingers, is kind of like what people think swingers are, right? Mm-hmm. From back in the day when, you know, you just come to a party and everybody's just having sex, you know, the movies that you see that are representing that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I felt like. It wasn't per se, they just didn't know. Like, you still need consent. This is not the way LS works today.
Right, right.
And that whole thing.
Yeah. And it was one incident, and we'll get to the sexy shit in a second. It was one particular incident where the party got started, right? People started having sex, and you walk around the house at a random time, and you this is what I was doing. I walked around the house. I went into, like, I peeked in the master bedroom. And, oh, shit, there's people fucking, right? No surprise. No big surprise, but it's like, oh, okay, cool. Party's getting going in here.
Yeah.
The husband of the woman who was having sex with somebody in the bed looked at me as I was walking through the door, kind of just peeking in. He was like, oh, yeah, come on in. You can fuck her if you want. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not cool with that. I want to talk to her. You know what I mean? I want to talk to her. I want to turn her on. I want her to turn me on. And then we can decide if that's going to happen. I don't want to hear, hey, fella, new guy,
you can have
join
her.
In.
Yeah, that don't work.
You know, strap up and get on in there, cowboy. Ah, yeah, it's cringy. Cringy. No. Very cringy. Very cringy. So let's get to the sexy. Again, beautiful crowd of people.
Yes, a beautiful crowd of people. Well, my adventure started. So I came upstairs. Obviously, we did some electro play before.
Yeah.
Downstairs, because people were kind of playing with electro play already. So I was like, oh, you know, started out with that on lock because I know that he likes it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows he likes it now. We would do some electro play on him and kind of got that started. And then things kind of progressed and I went upstairs and you were already upstairs. I went upstairs just to see what was going on. I was kind of being the peeping Tom just out there, like trying to be in
you're
the corner.
You're a voyeur, babe. You're a voyeur.
Yes, in a voyeur. in a not creepy way, though. So I was trying to just see what was going on, kind of trying to just be off to a distance but not try to bother people, just to get me kind of
comfortable
and going too for me. Was one thing I ended up seeing, you guys were in like a bedroom? It was like a bedroom.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. But yes.
Oh, right. Okay, you're skipping ahead. Okay, go for it.
Oh.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, this is my
story.
It's your
story. World. Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
So you were in the bedroom. There was one of our friends was up there. She was not a single female, but she was up there by herself at this time. And she's like basically in kneeling on the bed playing with her own toy.
Jill.
Yes.
And we called her Jack and Jill.
Yes, Jack and Jill.
Yeah, so this is Jill.
She's on the bed playing with her toy while our other two friends are kind of doing their thing and you're trying to help out and help them do it. And they're playing, you know, both of the husbands are playing on the other wife on the bed. So I'm just looking at all of them and I'm like, oh, this is great.
I love learning what you're thinking.
Yeah, it's like, this is great. So I stood there and kind of watched everybody do their thing for a little bit. And then I joined in. Mm-hmm. I was like, me next. I want to go. And I jumped in. You know, we made the first wife. She came and Jill was still getting it on the side.
Yeah, she was.
Like, she was just getting turned on by looking at everything that was happening. She had her toy.
Yeah, Jill is an absolute voyeur. Like, she is all about like the energy of the room and the people. She gets off on sexual energy.
Yes.
And she doesn't give a fuck. Like, she could be having sex or not and just watching and just get so turned on and just pleased with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super hot.
Yeah. So then I joined in the fun too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. What happened? What were you over there doing? I saw you.
Well, so my intent at first was just to kind of just get other people off, things like that. But that's not what happened. Again.
He broke out a toy.
Broke out a toy. He's a cheater.
That's right. Yeah, he is.
He broke out a toy and and one of those things that happens again, the squeezing of the cheeks and the toy and his breath up against my vagina and all of those combination of things is a masterpiece for an orgasm.
That's right.
That's basically it.
Yeah, I remember watching him play with you, and I think she was there playing with you as well, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And here I come Locke.
Yes, here comes Locke.
But I was already in the room before
you was
got
in there.
Thank
yeah
you very much.
Yeah,
but
you didn't
no
leave. Yeah,
I know, I just went down on her because when her ass is up in the air, you know, it just demands service.
You just have to do it.
It just demands service. She has a beautiful set of lips and they just need to be kissed. And I didn't do anything other than just go down on her while she was helping you out. Yeah.
And Jill was still
going
away.
Enjoying the energy, all the noises, all the sounds, all the sights. Yeah. Jill was just taking it all in. That was super hot, babe. Mm-hmm. But like I said, just a little bit before that, like you mentioned, the electro play, that's kind of my thing, right?
It is your thing.
Kind of taking a thing everywhere we were going at the time.
Yeah, you said you were going to rethink that now.
And I was going to get to that. But I'll get to that. But because when I started writing down all the notes for these stories, I realized I take that thing everywhere.
He does, literally.
But it needs to be, I need to show more discretion only because I don't like the big scene of it all.
Mm.
I think I like the intimacy of it. I like the attention. I like it when people are watching and learning something, but when it's too many chefs in the kitchen and, you know, I don't feel connected to the person who's doing it with me, it takes me out of it.
Okay.
You know?
Got it.
And that's exactly what happened at this party. Unfortunately, because the woman who was helping us out, who was actually doing it with me, we were doing something new.
Mm.
We were using the hand
paddle, the
conductor,
yes.
Where I just hold it, I think I hold the paddle, and she had like a spur, and she was going up and down on me with the spur that was like the metal spur, so I could feel the electricity just kind of rolling, and it was brand new, and you know, this was a new sensation. I think I'd done it once at the PCAP.
Yep.
But she was doing it, and it was hot, and she was looking me in my eye, and she was, like, biting her lip and licking her lips, and it was very, very sexy. But then it was other people commenting, like, try this, do this. No, do it right. Do it this way. And it's just like, it just kind
of takes you out of it.
It took us out of it. It took both of us out of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's just a lesson learned. That's just a lesson learned for me. And it's not to criticize anyone else at the party because they had a really good time. Yeah. Everyone else, you know, would try it and we kind of rotated through and we would give advice on how to do it. But I just know what I want is just a little bit more intimacy when we do something like that for me because I like it so much.
Yep. He actually likes it. He's not just doing it for show.
No, I really, really like it. And I want it to mean something. You know? So then we did that. It was a little distracting. Then Trish, that's right. You and I, we even played in the guest room. No, in the master bedroom.
In the master bedroom.
Yeah, we,
yes.
Again, we was wandering around trying to see what was good.
We was wandering around trying to figure out where's the people?
Where the people at? Mm-hmm. And it was an empty room and it was just you and I. And I think we just, set up shop on the chair that was in there. Mm-hmm. And, got it cracking.
We did.
We kind of broke it in. We had some people walking by and like, oh shit, they're fucking in there. But no real interruptions. Nobody came in. But it was just a good way for us to connect and make sure that we connect at this party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that always comes in as a priority. You know what I mean? Like
it does.
That we have to connect. You know, I don't want to go running around and you running around. And we miss each other, you know?
Yeah, and it's not really like a connection because we didn't lose a connection, but you want to just have that intimate moment with each other too.
Sure. Dr. J from Playfully Artsy. Yeah. Says, yep, the audience is a very important part of the show. I prefer small audiences too. Yeah. If it's too big, I know my wife is out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what it is, right? If it's straight sex, I might be able to handle that. I can watch and get energy from that. But if it's something like intimate, like the BDSM stuff, I know I want a smaller, at least right now, I want something smaller so I won't get distracted.
Yeah. And I like that too. I like smaller things and also with people not talking a lot.
Yeah.
Like when people are talking loud and having side conversations a lot, it's distracting.
Right, for sure. So let's get to some more sexy. So we had our sexy time, and then one of the sexiest moments in history.
history so far.
Jesus. So we had some other friends there who we hadn't played with in a very long time. We haven't played with these folks in a minute. You know, we can get into like all of that crazy stuff one day, but we haven't played with him a long time. It was good to see him, still good friends, all this. But I was connected with another friend and I can't remember what we named her. We definitely named her in another episode and I should have did my homework. But this queen was, you know, she and I had missed each other at several different parties. Right. And this time, you know, we've been flirting pretty heavy and it was like, okay, we're gonna make this happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she and I went all the way to the top level, I think we were actually helping out in another room. I think it was like four bodies in there
helping
and then
out.
I think I kind of wiggled my way in there.
Okay.
And then she followed me out to the mattresses that were in the hallway that on that level. And what I really enjoyed about this session was the fact that she told me what she wanted. I love that. I love it when a woman tells me what she wants, right? Mm-hmm. So I went down on her. I asked her to like sit on my face because that's one of my favorite things. It's a way of like being dominated, but still like pleasing you in a way. So she did that. And then I kind of like maneuvered to get, you know, to maybe prepare for actual intercourse, right?
Yep.
She said, no, go. Can you do more? I was like, yes. She asked for more. Like, do more. Do it again. Keep going. Yes, ma'am. And that made me happy because I know what you want.
Yes.
I know what you want.
Yes.
One, it means that you're kind of enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
So I like that. And then two, you wanted more. And now there's no guessing game. I'm not like... Right. You know, she wanted to be patient. She wanted to enjoy more time. It was great.
And it's funny because myself and the husband were downstairs chit-chatting. And we were like, oh, yeah, they're upstairs doing things. Fine.
Yeah.
You know, and then we're joking down there like she might drown them.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Spoiler alert. No, she didn't drown me at that moment. But good God. Anyway, so... the time comes for us to, you know, for penetration, right? So we actually have intercourse, and I can't remember the positions. Like, I know she was on top, and this woman is small chocolate.
She's shorter than me.
Is she?
I think so.
Wonderful breasts, tight, chocolatey tush, just excellent, excellent woman. And just hilarious, by the way. Like, she is hilarious. She is so funny, especially in sexual situations. She just says the awkward thing that people are thinking and nobody's saying, and she's hilarious. But anyway, so I can't remember the configurations and the positions that we were in, but I know we rolled around and it was like music. It was just noise and sweat, and we were rolling. And I know at some point, one of our friends, he came in and started like, you know, of course, I think he asked for a consent. He like whispered in her ear and he started like playing with her clit while I'm fucking her like out of nowhere. And that shit was hot. It was so hot. Like, he's just like talking shit to her, playing with her nipples and playing with her clit. He just came out of nowhere, just like an assist buddy. Like, I just tagged somebody in and he just came in and started helping her out. And she's moaning and wiggling and I'm losing my motherfucking mind. This shit is crazy. And then he just like disappeared. And he just like left. And then we're back at it and she's all revved up and I'm still revved up, and I think I started hitting it from behind, behind her, and then sploosh. I just felt warm, wet all over me, and I'm like looking down like we sprung a leak, like there's oh shit. And that turned me on even more. So I started going even harder. And she was just like responding. And I think at that point, Jill was parallel, like perpendicular on the bed. Of course, you know, she's feeling that energy. Mm-hmm. And I think she's over there playing with herself. And I can't remember if she was having sex or if she was mm-hmm. playing with somebody. But I know soon after, she squirted also. We just fucked this bed up. This bed was kaput. After this, done, a wrap. But I know that just that warmth, that response, that feeling was fantastic. Turned me on, kept going, and then bam.
You bam. Didn't drown, you survived.
I did, I made it. Mm-hmm. I made it. I needed a life raft.
Yeah.
I did. I needed like a little donut lifesaver joint.
Yeah.
Because she tried. She tried to kill me, babe. She tried to kill me. But no, it was fantastic. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. That was like, you know, one of the major highlights of that night. So that was a really good one. Okay. So again, you guys chose the path, and now we have ended at Mr. Dependable's birthday party. And this is my guy, man. This dude is hilarious. He's funny. He's a great, great friend. And just a good dude to be around. Him and his wife, Paradise, they are just good people. They attract great people. They attract really nice, attractive, fun, open-minded, like-minded people. And they did a great job curating this birthday party, which was like camo-themed, right?
It was hard.
Camo?
That was hard for me. It really was. I don't own anything camo.
But camo is like one of the easiest things to find if you need it, though.
That was not hard. It was hard.
Yeah?
Yes.
I thought it was pretty easy. I just found some little tight underpants and like a hat. a little army hat.
Yeah.
A little camo hat. And I was good to go.
Hey,
I was
in the game. That one dress is going to be in my closet for every camo theme.
Bingo.
Party.
Yeah. But no, it was a great setup. We actually helped. I went over and helped out with the setup the night before. So I knew this party was going to be lit, right? With the massage tables, the air mattresses, the stripper pole, the lights, the little teacup candles everywhere, the sheer curtains to section off things.
Yep.
We brought the S chair over, of course. They had toys sporadically placed, like the electro, of course, right? But I'll get to that as well. Massage oils. I said that already. And then the dance area, like the top level was like the dance social area,
kind of like mingle,
mix and mingle, right? They had the hookah. You could go outside and chill. It was perfect.
Good party. Yeah,
it was great. It was good, a great layout. Setup. Yeah. Great setup. Great host. It was a really good time, man. What was I going to say though? Shoot. As far as like the setup and the people. Before we got there, right? This can never be understated, but before you have an event where there's play optional, it can never be understated how valuable a chat group is before.
Oh, yes.
It can't be understated. Like, you gotta have that. I think that is a key part of people getting comfortable with each other, asking each other questions, building up some kind of familiarity, even curiosity, right? You can build up some curiosity, because one thing that I did, and I think a lot of people did the same thing, you kind of shared some of your kinks.
Oh, yes.
And so, of course, I shared the electro kink, right?
And, of course, he made me share.
Yeah. What did I make you share?
No, make me share. You was just like, hey, Tris, you need to respond in this chat. You need to say what you like. It's like, what? It's like, okay, I'll respond in the chat.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I didn't have to remind you to do that.
Yeah, but,
It's not a lot to just say, be like, you know, what I'm into, whatever. But anyway.
A lot.
We can get into that off air. But no, I mean, I really appreciate the opportunity to do that, to share and talk and build that familiarity and that comfortability and, you know, and say, oh, it's nice to put a face with a name kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So shared the electro stuff, and I shared my interest in shibari and rope play.
Oh, yes.
And that built up some curiosity. There were some people who had done it before and some people who were interested in trying some stuff again. Mm-hmm. So that made it a little bit easier when the time came for a party. So let me ask you, Sweet Talkers, would you try something for the first time at a party or with a bunch of onlookers? Yeah. Would you try something brand new, something that you were kind of curious about and you do it at a party? Trish, you did that, not at a party, but at the fetish ball.
Oh, yes.
Because at that time, we hadn't done any electric play.
Yeah, we have not. No, right. I was going to say I did.
What made you get up there?
I just wanted to try it. I was curious about trying it. I mean, it's a lot to try to block out a whole bunch of people like around you and things like that. But I wanted to try it just to see if I actually liked it. So.
Right. Yeah. And I think at that time in our journey, we didn't know anything about electro play.
No, we didn't. No, nothing. That was the first time I had was introduced to it.
Yeah. So you was real gangster.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good food, good drinks, BYOB mixing and all that. They held mixers. It was everything you need. So the party starts, right? We're kicking it. Everybody starts to dress down, get a little bit more comfortable. Some people decided to stay upstairs. And that's fine. Some people did make their way downstairs. We made our way downstairs.
Yeah.
We started off, I think we started off with the electro play, right?
We did. Yes, that's how it all started.
Yeah,
with the electro play.
We like to get that started, and people tend to gravitate towards it because it's something new, something novel that they haven't seen before. And again, it got distracting for me. And I think this was like the icing on the cake for me. It was, I mean, and again, I can't blame people. It's the first time seeing it. It's something crazy. It's something new. But I just know that I'm realizing my preference is to make it kind of small and intimate.
Mm-hmm.
So people were curious and they were standing around. Oh my God, it's crazy. Oh, wow. And I had to remind folks to chill, be quiet.
And because, be quiet. Yeah.
Because I started off with you working me.
Yes.
And then, you know, we had the curious come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a time where a very, very lovely lady, this is our first time meeting her, where she trusted us with trying out the electro play, right, with the wand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually in charge of it, right? You actually let me go ahead, and I was kind of in my dom space, and I know what I like, and I always test the thing on myself before I test it on somebody else. And I think she appreciated that and kind of going over her intimate spots, asking for permission to squeeze or asking for permission to go over her nipples, and she was good with everything, and, you know, follow up a zap to the nipple with a lick and have her partner try it out. And then she got really adventurous with the paddle. She wanted to try the paddle.
The conductor,
thing.
Yep.
The conductor, yeah. So we had that in her hand, and she turned the volume all the way the fuck up.
She did.
But the way it works is you're holding a conductor, and when people touch you, it's like she can feel the static, the shock, but I can feel it also if I'm touching her.
Yes.
And she had it so powerful. I mean, she was tearing us all up. And it was at a point where she had multiple hands touching on her, or like I would touch her and hold her, and then let's just say you could come and touch me on my back.
Oh yes,
and
I remember
you could
that.
Feel it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it would go through her to me to you.
Yes.
And it was just like a long train of people just touching each other, getting fucked up.
Yeah.
But also turning her all the way on.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought what was a really cool twist was when her partner, her husband, mm-hmm. wanted to try it out.
Oh yeah.
Because do you remember his story?
No.
That he had a bad experience.
Oh yes, I do remember that now. Did
someone
you say that?
Someone
yes.
burned him.
That
or
they
hurt
burned him.
Him
or something. Yeah.
And
I remember that.
Yeah, he was very trepidatious about trying it, but he was still curious. Mm-hmm. Nobody forced him. He wanted to try it. He just asked some questions and mm-hmm. made sure it was all right. And I just appreciate him trusting us with that again, right?
Yeah.
So how'd it go?
I think it went well. I all I did was start it. Mm-hmm. I didn't like do like much. I let his wife kind of like take the lead on that. And that's what I like to do, like in with new situations, because I don't know what you like and things like that. And in this situation, it was all new. It's not like a person that I knew, but it was their first time trying right. it. It wasn't that. It wasn't I wasn't familiar. So it was just yeah. like, hey, here's how it works. You know, you right. try it out and see if you like it. And it kind of was just there as a standby person in case, mm-hmm. you know, something happened.
Right, right. But yeah, no, I thought it went very well. And uh-huh. he appreciated our care and us being, you know, concerned with his safety and, you know, respecting his boundaries. So it yeah. was good. I thought it was a really good experience. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, we left that alone. We let other people play with that. And then, you know, you and I kind of got all riled up and
yes.
then took you over to get one of your favorites.
Massage.
You guys seeing a recurring theme here?
And it's just to get it started. It's a nice way yeah. to get it started. So we did a massage, and there was another couple that came over, was just watching, and they started to get turned on.
Yeah. I think she started going down on
yeah,
him. Yeah.
By us doing the massage, and then things started popping off between us, too.
Yep, yep.
Like, as they were getting their started and all
that's right.
riled up. So we moved over.
Yes,
to
right.
the bed.
Yeah, I think we started on a massage table. I slid
tried,
in
yeah.
Behind you because you are slippery and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
So I just came in from behind, and then we just needed a little more room,
a little more space,
bit, get a little more comfortable. So we
then
moved over
table.
to one of those beds,
mm-hmm.
and we started playing. Then people kind of started watching, but the sexy thing about that was that you could see them through the sheer curtains.
Yes,
that was really sexy,
mm-hmm.
and the place was so well lit. Right,
yes.
Like it was dim, but it was enough that you could see.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very sexy, very mm-hmm. sexy. So you and I played. We bounced around in that bed for a little while. I don't remember how we stopped or what happened, but I think, you know, it was just like, okay, whoo,
yeah,
we got that feeling out.
Yes.
So let's see what else is going on.
Yeah.
And again, I had previously shown them a lot of the folks that I was interested in Shabari. And
yes.
it was like, bring your ropes. So I brought my ropes and I tied up two women. One was pleased. The other one was not. I'll admit that. I'll go ahead and admit
yes.
that. See, the beautiful lady that was getting zapped, she also had an interest in Shabari. So I told her, you know, I'll do this one design, right?
Mm-hmm.
The design that I had been practicing, I did it very well on Trist a couple of years prior, mm-hmm. but I hadn't done it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it, and I did it off of memory. I thought I did a pretty decent job of putting it together, but I guess it didn't give her what she was looking for as far as
wasn't
like
tight enough.
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she wanted to feel confined.
Yeah.
I think she wanted to feel small. And I don't say that in a derogatory way, because I learned that when we were at the Fantasy Portland event.
Yeah.
You know, that you have to have those conversations before you tie someone to find out what they want out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We had that a little bit, but not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough to give her what she was looking for. So I gave her more of a design, but I didn't give her that confinement that mm-hmm. I think she was looking for. And she told me so.
She did.
She told me later because when I tied the other woman, I kind of just freestyled that, right? I gave her a simple single column tie on her wrist, and then we just kind of flowed with the music. Meanwhile, there was a small audience, maybe about three people,
yeah,
just kind of watching, and I think
yeah.
you were around.
I was just sitting in a chair watching from
the next room.
Yeah,
you were right outside that door.
Yeah.
And this woman, also bad as hell. She was like completely naked and she just trusted me. We just were on our knees. We both were on our knees and I was behind her just kind of flowing, you know, moving and pulling the ropes and tying a knot here and then giving her a little firm pull. And at some point I had it like around her waist and, I think her upper body was kind of restrained and I had it around her waist where I could just pull like I was fucking her from behind while we were on the floor on our knees. And she responded very well. Meanwhile, the other woman who had gotten tied up prior to, she was like, how you gonna give her that and give me that bullshit that you did for me?
Yeah.
So that made us laugh. And then it gave me a better understanding of like what she was looking mm-hmm. for. So I think the freestyling thing is kind of the way to go for me, for, you know, newbies or maybe. We'll see. It all
determines. Still out to be determined.
TBD. That's right. TBD. But the rest of the night was absolutely fantastic. There's one more story that I have. Anything else, Trish, that you have?
No.
Okay. One more story that I have. This was right before we were about to leave. Literally wrapping it up.
It was literally wrapping it up. Yeah.
Literally wrapping it up. I go outside and there's a couple people outside just hanging out. And one young lady that I've been flirting with again for a long time. You know her from her podcast. I know she's going to mention this on hers because she's asked for permission. Renee from Bedroom Bliss. Her and Mick were at the party and good friends of ours, good friends of this whole crew. We were hanging out. And again, party's wrapping up and she and I, we just have this thing where we just flirt, right? We just kind of poke fun at each other. Mm. Well, what are you going to do? What are you doing now? You ready to go? And I'm going to go, hell yeah, I'm ready to go. You ready to go? That kind of thing. Not thinking anything was serious about it, but the door was still open, right? Mm-hmm. So I go in the house and she goes into the house first and then I kind of go in there and I'm, you know, meeting up with Trist and then I ran into Trist and I say, you know, there's a possibility that one more thing might happen. And she's like, oh my God, we gotta go. What are you doing? But I see Renee talking to Mick and I think what she was doing was, you know, proposing, mm-hmm. asking for consent, asking, you know, letting him know that, you know, she and I have been flirting, that kind of thing. Mm. And then I don't remember where I was, but I think she just came up to me and was like, let's go downstairs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okie dokie. Yep. Trist, game on. Here we go. Going down. So we go down. She leads the way and we find a wonderful little spot past the massage tables on mm-hmm. the couch. Corner couch, like a couch that has the little corner long joint. And Mick is with us, right? So Mick is kind of just watching as she and I figure things out, mm-hmm. right? We're making out and I'm licking on her and then I think she goes down on me. But it was kind of one of those things where this is all new, right? This was kind of new for me, and, you know, with this friendship, because we definitely were friends before any of all this stuff. So my body wasn't reacting, wasn't responding well, right? You know what I'm saying? Getting that the shock of my penis wasn't quite working, right? So then I look over at Mick and I say, you know, are you going to join us or, you know what I mean, or just watch? Because I think he'd have been good with either mm-hmm. one. But he was like, hell yeah. So he decides to join in. And I think now I get to see the bodies. Now I get to be a watcher versus being watched. And again, that's like my trigger. That's my thing. And I got to see that happening. And mm-hmm. I can't remember the configurations. I think that she started going down on him.
Yeah.
And then
I was there.
Yeah.
For some of that
she went
part.
Down on him, but she was still like tending to me and mm-hmm. I'm still like rubbing on myself and I got the lube. That's what I had to do. I had to run and go get lube. Mm-hmm. I knew I left for a second. I darted out to go get lube and I think a condom as well. Came back and, you know, was able to, you know, stimulate myself enough to get up and get ready to go. Mm-hmm. And yeah, party on. I can't remember again the configuration. I think I was inside of her. She was on her back and I was in top up top missionary while she had him in her mouth. Mm-hmm. And then I sat down and then she got on top of me and he was on her side on one side of her. and she had him in her mouth. Yeah. And then we had we built up a little audience.
I was about to say. Yeah. So here's where I come in. Go for it. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of sitting off to this, like, not really to the side, but it's got a sheer curtain. So I was kind of trying to be, like, off and watch. Mm-hmm. And we're watching. And I'm sitting there watching with somebody else that was sitting there with me. So, oh, I know it was. It was our friend's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting there just watching him. We quiet. We're just sitting there watching him. We're not making no noise. His wife.
she come over that motherfucker.
She come over there. And she's like the cheerleader there. She girl, was. You fuck him. Do it. Girl, you she's do like, it.
You ride
and
that
she's
dick.
Saying it right over top of them.
She sure
she's
was.
Right over top of them.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted to kiss her too. Because like, it was just another pretty face.
Fuck him. Mm-hmm. You do it. You fuck. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there and her husband, we're like, be quiet.
Like, they got it.
Be quiet.
But no, I mean, for me, and I can't wait to hear her side of the story, but for me, it turned me on. And if I know her well enough, and I bet that it was a little distracting for her. Mm. I bet it was distracting for Renee. Because from what I understand, she's a little shy. She can get a little shy in like things like that, right? So I think that probably kind of it's crazy that we didn't even like recap this thing together. We haven't talked about it together, but I'm sure we'll talk about it soon. But yeah, the friend was like, ride that dick. Is that dick as good as it look?
Yeah. You know,
is it as good as it look? You making it look? That kind of shit.
And what she said, then we started laughing. Yeah. Because I was like, I don't understand what's happening.
I think I was laughing too. And honestly, I think that's kind of where it ended. I don't think I did. And I think it kind of took us out of it just a little bit. Mm. Not in a terrible way, but it was just like one of those funny things. Like when it's funny, it's like, okay, we laugh and it's like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
We're good now. But I think they kept fucking. I think Mick and Renee continued on. And we kind of like excused ourselves because I know we were late because I think we had to go get the kid or whatever. Or relieve the sitter or whatever it was. So it was like, all right, I know I squeezed in this.
I know.
And I feel bad because I want to do. I want to do her more service. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We actually had some friends that we chatted with a few weeks ago about a time that me and the missus of that couple had sex. And she mentioned that, you know, she kind of would like it if we was able to, like, woo-saw together afterwards and not just have sex and then part ways.
Yeah.
So I felt that. I can kind of see that in this situation, you know, where a little debrief, a little chill, a little bit of, would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of jetted out again because we had, you know, stuff that we had to get back to and we were already late, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun. Hey, girl, if you're listening, I like to try again. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
But no, it was a really good time.
It was a really good time.
So, well, I know we went over. See, I'm glad we didn't do five stories,
no,
right,
Trish? We barely got the three.
I know, but we can separate these next couple of stories into their own episodes and put a little life lesson around one or two if we have to, something kind of like that. But thank you all for hanging in there. We really appreciate it. Thank y'all for the participation, letting us know what y'all like to hear. That's always fun. We're going to try to do that more often to give you some agency in how things go with the show. Because, again, this is y'all show.
Mm-hmm.
We just the mouthpieces.
Absolutely.
So thanks again, y'all. We hope to talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Bye.
Again, we'd like to thank you for living a sweet life with us.
To everyone who couldn't join us live in the suite, check out our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Feel free to email us at livingthesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at The Sweet Life Podcast and on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Living the Sweet Life Podcast so that you can be a sweet talker the next time.
So do you have anything else to say to our lovely guests?
Until next time, keep living the sweet life. Bye.